The partners of the Lifeboat Ministry welcome you to today's Faithline program. Each week, this ministry takes the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are suffering in the world, reaching out with personal contact, touching lives with love and hope, and sharing God's eternal plan of salvation with the lost. If you need prayer, call us here on the Faithline. We believe God still answers prayer, and we believe God still delivers. And Pastor T. Lewis Jacob is waiting to pray with you right now. If you received a blessing from God this week, Pastor Jacob wants to share praise with you.
To reach the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Praise God. Aren't you grateful that there's power in the blood? We don't have to earn our way up to the throne. We were purchased with a price. You are listening to the Faithline program. This is Brother Jacob. I'll be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. And you needn't text me and ask me if I'm... This is a live program. I'm as alive as I can possibly be. If I can get more alive, Hezekiah Bolton, who's out there at the big board, will get me more alive if he possibly can. God bless him. And God bless you. Let's see. You know, there's only 306 sleeps until Christmas. You'll notice that each week when I come on and I announce how many sleeps there are till Christmas, they go down. Well, of course they do. Another week has gone by, Commander. I know, Mother Twilla, but it always surprises me at how quickly Christmas is upon us. And we're here on the Faith Line. We're extending the love of Christmas throughout the entire year of 2010. If you'd like to become a Faithline ambassador of love and help us to do that, here's all you have to do. It's real simple, and a lot of you are doing it, and I'm just very grateful, and I want to see it grow and grow. Just hang a Christmas ornament, get a small one, and hang it from your rear view mirror off of your walker. If you've got one of those little carts, you know, that you putt around in, or rounders, little rounders, or whatever they call them, hang one off of there, or put one in your window, or put one on your bed rails. So put one somewhere, and let us know that you've done it, and we'll send you a membership card as a Faithline Ambassador of Love. And all of the privileges that are connected thereto will belong to you. Now, tonight's offer, we make an offer every week. If you're a regular listener, you know that, because we are 100% supported by your donations, and we don't want to go off the air. So, you know, there's some good news on how we're growing. We're growing. I'll talk to you about it. So for a love gift of just $50, we'll give you Surviving and Changing America. That's I think everybody needs that one. It's a CD. I'll give you, now listen, this nobody has this. I'll give you one CD of the new Series 7 bedtime stories. And I'll throw in The Pretty Little Girl with the Permanent Wave. I love that thing. So for $50 love gift, we'll send you all three. Now the question for tonight for a free gift, oh, I didn't tell you, and for any donation whatsoever, we'll give you a pocket heart, is what I call them. I always have one or two in my pocket, and I give them away to people who are nice. And when I put it in their palm, I tell them, this will remind you that God loves you, and so do I. And I've never had anybody do anything but be delighted. And then months and months later, when I go into that store, for instance, they'll run up to me and show me their pocket heart. I went to the dentist for the first time in almost a year. Yeah, shame on me, I know. And the chairside assistant said, I've still got my heart. And she pulled it out of her smock. You know, out of the pocket in the front of those smocks they wear. So we'll give you one of those for any donation tonight. But, you know, make sure it's $5 or so, because it costs us quite a bit to mail them. So the question tonight for a free gift, what kind of tea do I like? There's the question for tonight. What kind of tea does Brother Jacob like? If you know that, just call 1-800-845-2162. Sister Tina is sitting there waiting to field your calls.
Well, you know, half of all vegetarians don't care a thing about animals.
Well, I'm not sure of that, Joe.
Well, I think they're just angry at vegetables is what I think.
Now, come on. Now, let's keep the humor out of this for a little while. You know, new people listening out there won't understand what's going on.
Let me see what I can read to you from the Word of God here to begin.
Psalm 41:1. Let's read you that. It says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Now, there's a lot of people out there right now that are in trouble, aren't they? There's a lot of people out there that are losing their jobs. I know we're praying hard for them. There's a lot of people out there that are, whose marriages are dissolving. There are a lot of people out there that are losing their homes. We need to pull together, and we need to help the poor. We need to help one another. You know, he says that we're to love him above all else and to love one another. I found in my family that if I give, the more I give, the more I get. That's all I can tell you. Some want to get and then they'll give. No, it doesn't work that way in the kingdom of God. When we got saved, and I'm not begging on you to give, I'm trying to get you out of that hole you're in. You see, when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we came out of the world. And your head nods, see? And we entered into the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, there are new rules. Now, you can work hard, and you probably won't get. You know, you can put it in the bank, and somewhere or another, it'll go away. But if you give, God will give it back to you, pressed down and multiplied. That's the rule in the kingdom of God. Now, if you're one of those out there that's not in the kingdom of God, just ignore what I've just said to you then. But that's the secret my family follows. We're constantly looking for some place to give more. You know, it's kind of like, it's like we have this pipeline from God, you know? And God keeps putting stuff in the top. Just as long as when it comes to us, we give it away. But if we start hoarding it and hanging on to it, well, then he stops giving. It says in Proverbs 11:25, the liberal soul shall be made fat. Well, I'm fat enough, I think. And he that watereth, that's giving, shall be watered also himself. It's all through the Word of God. I started looking at it one time. I was in trouble with the IRS. I was in trouble with my banker. I was in trouble with... I had credit card companies calling me and threatening me. And they panicked me. Some of you were listening when that happened, you know. That's a long time ago now, isn't it? And I panicked, just like everybody does, for 3 or 4 or 5 days. And then I settled down, and I got into the Word of God, and I saw what I must do. And I was surely blessed. Now, let me give you the phone numbers here before we go on to the first break. If you can call us down here in the Love Grotto, which is two stories down under the satellite dish, at 1-800-845-2162. Right now, Sister Tina is sitting there waiting for your calls. Or you can text me direct, as hundreds do, at 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. Or if you're on Twitter, you can find me on there. Or you can email me right here on my phone. And that number is jacob@lifeboat.org. I've got a pop in my microphone. 1, 2, 3. No, it's all right. It's just me, I guess. That's jacob@lifeboat.org. We have a prayer line, and tonight I'm going to tell you about a special use for texting and how you can donate to the program right there on your smartphone. So we'll be discussing that. And I'll make one more announcement. A new blog is up at www.lifeboat.org. Go have a look. Some of you out there are looking for love in all the wrong places. Let me tell you how it really is. Once in my life, I've got someone who loves me. Yeah. And this love is really strong. Once in my life, I got a love that'll keep me.
Yeah. Keep me
from doing wrong. This love is mine. No! No, you can't take it. As long as I've got God's love, I do believe I can make it. Once in my life, I got somebody who loves me.
Yeah.
place in my life. I know there's a God above me. Oh, you go high, brother.
I do believe I can get along.
I can make it. Well, just as long as I have him. Just go as high as you want, brother.
I doubt it very much, cause I know that I'll be strong. Yes, I will.
Tell him. God's love is all we need. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work, and it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. The America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America. 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Are you tired of being sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faithline program. And we're bringing you this music thanks to our Robin.
May Santa fill your stockings, and Jesus fill your heart with peace and joy this season. And when the new year starts,
well, keep it going.
May His love lead and guide you every step of the way. Every day of every year becomes Thanksgiving Day.
God, you were a little flat there. Oh, it doesn't matter, Joe. Well, you know what? I'm just so happy about it being Christmas all year long. Welcome back, and this is Brother Jacob. We're just delighted that you're here with us this early morning hour. Do you know that we're having beautiful weather up here?
Well, for Oregon, it's nice.
Yes, it is, Joe. It was 51 or 52 degrees, and then I went outside just a few minutes ago, just before we came on the air, to make sure our little dog was okay. And it's cold out there, Hezekiah. You know, it says it's like 39. But, well, wait a minute. Ralph's out there. Let's see what he says. Just a minute. I'll get him on my little radio here. Ralph, are you out there?
Hey, I'm out here.
All right. It's 39 degrees out there. What's it feel like?
Hey, it feels like about 32.
Well, there you have it, straight from Ralph. There must be a wind chill factor out there, Hezekiah, that we just aren't aware of. Don't you get a kick out of that on the weather? I'll look up to weather, you know, and it'll say, 42 degrees, feels like 39. And I went... So we have Ralph go out and tell us what it feels like. He can feel things just as good as anybody else. He'll be back in here in a minute.
Well, I'll get him some cocoa because I know he's going to be awfully cold.
Well, thank you, Mother, because I know he will be cold after being up there on the surface. You know, down here, two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto, it is always 68 degrees Fahrenheit, and we're just delighted with that. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Are you hearing what I'm saying here tonight? Every day I am hearing from people who are in financial difficulty. And I'm giving you the key how to get out of that. These are God's promises. These aren't mine. You give to His work, He'll give to you. We can't just... Oh, I didn't tell you. Have I told you in this segment? The first blog is up. Give me some comments, because I've never blogged before. I've logged, I've written, I've recorded, I've done a lot of things, but I've never blogged before, so I don't know. I'd like to share with you that tonight that because I am a diabetic, as Kaya, listen up, a 334-page report by the Senate Finance Committee has just been released, and it says that the drug Avandia, which is a drug for diabetics, has caused thousands of heart attacks. Of course, GlaxoSmithKline, the drug company, says that's not true. But ask your doctor and watch this thing, will you? If you're out there and you're taking it. We don't want to lose you. We want to keep you as a listener.
Well, you know we do.
Well, you know, if they'd just eat more Little Debbie's, they'd be all right. That's what I did. I eat so many Little Debbie's the other day that, you know, when I rolled over, that I couldn't go to sleep. I had to sleep on my side, you know, because I had so many Little Debbie's in my tummy.
Floyd, I don't know why you'd do that. Didn't you know, you go to sleep, don't you, at the drop of a hat?
Well, I drift off a lot, yeah, sometimes, Brother Jacob. I don't understand what I'm talking about, and so I just go the way, you know.
Hey, I do the same thing when you talk there, Floyd.
You guys, there goes my phone. You can call me on this phone, but do it by text, will you? Here's my Alicia is asking me to pray for her. I pray for you, Alicia, two times a day. And there's my, let me get it right now, because he gets upset if I don't call him by his full name. That's Joe C. America. God love him. He's really dedicated to the Lord. And he says, hello, Brother Jacob. Bless you and everybody listening. Joe C. America. Now, what you can do, you can text me the number 503-539-3012. Or you can tweet me, or you can email me, you know. I'm real easy to get a hold of. And here's the thing you need to know. I don't hire anybody to answer my text or my mail. I answer it myself. And I don't know how much longer you might keep that up. As Sister Renee is working on our website. Have you noticed that? And it's growing. And I've got some surprises for you coming. Some things that, well, I think they're innovations. I don't think anybody's ever thought of it. But we're going to do it. And we're climbing as fast as we can. That's lifeboat.org. Lifeboat.org. Go and have a look. Let me know what you think of that blog, because I have no idea what a blog is supposed to be. So Renee said, well, it's just whatever you want to put in it. So I wrote one that talks about sorrow and grief. So you can look it up. It tells you clearly why you have it and why we all have it. And it's not a bad thing. But we're going to talk about how to get rid of it. And next week, or before next week, yeah, it'll have to be next week now, I'm going to put up another blog on anger and where it comes from. Well, dear ones, I'm going to try this. But to be honest with you, it's so real to me that I break sometimes. So just forgive me. Sing it with me, Merle.
Why me, Lord?
What have I ever done
to deserve even one of the pleasures I found?
Tell me, Lord, What did I ever do to be worthy of you? And the kindness you've shown.
Oh, God. You are listening to the Faithline program. Coming to you directly from Two Stories Down Under the Satellite Dish, right here in the Love Grotto. And I'll be with you until 3 a.m. I know what I am.
Now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands.
Oh, God.
Try me, Lord.
Try me, Lord.
If you think
there's a way I can ever repay
all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord.
Maybe.
I can
show someone else
what I've been through myself
on my way back to you. Oh, Jesus.
Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus.
I know what I am.
I am.
Now that I know that I've waited you, so help me, Jesus.
My soul's in your hand.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
My soul's in your hand.
His blood has set you free. Are you having trouble getting free of those old drugs or that alcohol or pornography or marriage strife or financial difficulty? You need His blood has set you free. For on air, you can have it for a donation of only $6.95 plus postage. Call right now. His blood has set you free. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now. 1-800-845-2162. His blood has set you free. Are you tired of being sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work. And it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 877-207-9067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please, send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Be sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome to the Faithline program. Don't you touch that dial. Coming to you from two stories down onto the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto, and we're all about Jesus. Joe, do you know what day spring starts? I've lost track.
Well, it's going to start on March the 20th at exactly 7:44 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right, I guess we've got that now. I know Lovkin was very concerned that spring was only like, 27 days off? It's spring up here. And the thing that you need to know is that there's only 306 sleeps left until Christmas. So if you're just tuning in, what you need to do is to call 1-800-845-2162 just as soon as you put up a Christmas ornament on your rearview mirror, on your walker, on your bed rails, in the window, hang it up on your curtains. Put it on your next-door neighbor's door, anywhere you want, and then give us a call and tell us, I want to become a Faithline Ambassador of Love. And we'll do that for you. We'll send you a beautiful card that will guarantee that you can have all of the benefits there attached thereto. You'll be a full-fledged Faithline Ambassador. I'm sorry. I think I got my tongue wrapped around my lip. You'll become a full-fledged Faithline Ambassador of Love. So that's all you have to do. Isn't that simple? and a lot of people are doing it. And hey, we're going to get a great number of you doing it, and then we're going to hold a convention in the summer. Wouldn't that be nice? I think that would be just wonderful. Now, I'm going to see if I can get this right for you. If you have a smartphone, all you have to do is go to the App Store and get PayPal. And if you don't know what it is, it's right there in the App Store, and you can download it, and it's free. And that allows you to donate fast, easy, and secure. And all you have to do is, at that point is just pick an amount and say, I want to donate this to the Faith Line. You use the number of our phone here, 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. And just put the amount down, and away you go. And I'll get that on my phone and ship it over to Renee, and she'll take care of it. All right? That keep us going. Keep us on the air. And it's convenient. First requisite, you have to have a smartphone. Okay, what else can I talk to you about here? Tonight's offer, I like to give it at least twice an hour. People say, why don't you give that more often? I missed it. Well, it's a good offer. For a $50 love gift, and you just call 1-800-845-2162, and I'll give you Surviving in the Changing America. You know, things have changed so radically that it's difficult to continue to survive as a Christian in America. This will explain how to do it. I'll also give you an entire CD of Bedtime Series 7. Now think of that, 7. Nobody has those yet. Nobody. I'll give you one. And I'll give you The Pretty Little Girl with the Permanent Wave. I love that. Not many people write in to get it, but those who do, then they write back or call back and say, I love that. It's a story that's set to jazz based on the Three Bears that I do, see. Pretty Little Girl with a Permanent Wave and the Three Itinerant Preachers. Is It's a little grotto humor, yes it is, but it's good. If you're grottoized, you're going to love it. If you're not grottoized, you're going to say, huh? But you just keep listening and go through the entire process of grottoization, and you too shall be grottoized. The question for tonight for a free gift. What kind of tea do I like? You ought to know that if you've listened two times.
Well, I hope so.
And you just call 1-800-845-2162 and tell whoever answers the phone what kind of tea I like. We'll send you a free gift. All right. Let's see. What are we going to do next? Let's sing one with Merle. I know he's always ready.
They crucified our Jesus, nailed his body to a cross. Now he lives inside of me, he's my Savior and my boss. He comes in every morning and takes me where I go. And if you see a change in me, praise God and let it go. Hear the difference in my music and the things I have to say. Listen closer to my message, then kneel somewhere and pray. The one who's known as Jesus goes with me when I go. So if you see a change in me, praise God
and let him know. Oh, that's wonderful.
Praise God and let him know. There's been a change in me. Look inside and see that Jesus lives inside of me. I know he's my Savior, 'cause he saves me every show. So if you see a change in me, praise God
and let him know.
God and let him know there's been a change in me.
No more shopping carts.
Look inside to see that Jesus lives inside of me. And I know he's my Savior, 'cause he saves me every day. And if you see a change in me, praise God and let him know.
This is Brother Jacob, and you should get up and call 1-800-845-2162 right now. Series 6 of my bedtime stories are now available. They're just $40 donation, plus postage, of course, and we will send you 4 full CDs of our bedtime stories that are so very popular. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. You know, they play them at night in rest homes for the elderly. And the young people seem to enjoy them as well. I know many parents that play one little story each night at bedtime, and the children fall asleep while they're listening. Please, call 1-800-845-2162 and get your copy of the 4 full CDs of Bedtime Stories, Series 6, today. 1-800-845-2162. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down, a lot of people do not have jobs, and to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work, and it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer, and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Are you tired of being sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. Go over there to that phone and give me a call. 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faithline program. Right here in the Love Grotto, where we're extending the love of Christmas throughout 2010. Love them all, Brother Jacob. We just love them all.
Well, love them or not, we got to go back on the air.
That sounds like the Sons of the Pioneers. That's more Robin's music. Thank you, Robin. He sends some good stuff. He sends some things for me to enjoy. He sent me this time a Gene Krupa. Yeah. Solo, almost. Just excellent. You know, last week, how much time do I have? About, you just told me, I think 5 minutes. I'll start. Because last week we had an owl in our yard. Sitting up there in the tree. Well, two of them, really. And they were looking for a place to build their nest, or they were searching for food. I really don't know. I've been working on paperwork for the ministry, and it was about 4:30 in the morning, and still very cool outside. And I stepped out there for a moment just to, you know, just to enjoy the night air. And I left the door open in the house for just a minute or two so that the air would exchange in there. And a sound that I had never heard before was coming from the extreme left-hand corner of our yard. And the street runs right in front of our place. I guess you got to go a little bit further out. There is no sidewalk there. And I heard that strange sound, and I recorded the sound. And the next day I asked people what they thought it was that I was listening to. Is it a frog or a bat? That's it, what they guessed. But then the next night, there was that sound again. Everyone was awake, so we investigated. There in a tree was a little owl. Just a little owl. And he or she didn't say, who? Who? Didn't do that. And it didn't screech. It just made this strange and eerie sound. And there in the dark, calling to its mate, I guess, and probably somewhere, because across the street and then behind the houses over there, it's pretty much wilderness. And I think that's what he was doing. He was calling for his mate. That little owl, it was about a foot tall, sat there on a limb, and it ignored me. and ignored the flashlight that I shone on him. At first I wondered if he was ill, but no, he swiveled his head. And he just made that sound. He was just too busy being an owl to care about me, that's all. How wonderful, I thought, it would be if we were all too busy being Christians to care about what is happening out there in the world. I look around the world, you know, I'm going to go on with this when we come back, and I hope you're going to listen. But I watch the news on my little phone every morning and sometimes at night before I go to bed. I want to know what's going on in the world. And there's violence going on in the world. There's tsunamis and earthquakes and volcanoes and wars and executions. And mothers killing their children and children killing their peers, and it's just horrible. And I talk to people about that, and they think it's normal. Well, maybe not normal, but they think it's natural, and I don't think so. I don't think it's natural at all. And I think about how, if this church of ours, you know, we're all a cell in the body of Christ, if we would be like that little owl. I'll be back after this. KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now, you haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears.
giving up a part of him that he's held back for you. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly now, before they
listening to the Faithline program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial. Reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Oh, God is a good, good God. Welcome back to the Faithline program. I've got a weather report here. Dutch Harbor, Alaska. Now, you know that the Pacific Fury is north of that on the Bering Sea. But it's 36 degrees Fahrenheit, wind northeast at 8 miles per hour. The humidity is 65%, and the dew point is 25.
Hey, it feels like 22 degrees.
Thank you, Ralph. And that comes to you directly from the Weather Channel. So pretty soon we'll be saying ahoy to our crewmates up there. Let's see what else we've got here for you. Welcome to you guys who are just now joining us. I'm in the midst of something, and I always forget you're coming on, all of these people. So now I had to start it all over again.
Hey, that won't kill you.
I know it won't, and I like to do it. You know, there are two kinds of people on this planet. They're Irishmen and listeners, and you can guess which one I am. Linda in Seaside, Oregon, wants me to play a song. Well, I have no ability to do that while we're here, but I'll make a note of the song that you want, and we'll see if we can't get it done in the future here. And Deborah, my Deborah in Portland, Oregon here, she guessed and answered the quiz, so she gets a free gift, and she has intense pain. we need to pray for Deborah. This is for her to admit that she has terrible pain. It's really bad. So her name is Deborah, not Deborah. Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. God knows who she is. Pray for her. Diana in Redwood City. Hi, Diana. Well, I'm glad to find people down there listening to me. I like Redwood City. I really do. She wants... Oh, there it is again. They want to know who sung that Once in My Life. Well, I did. That's who sang it.
Well, you had a little help.
Yeah, but I was the main one on there.
Well, it's a good thing you've got that blue spotlight. It calms you down a little bit.
And she keeps praying for our ministry, she says. And she wants prayer for Barbara, who has CA. And we got her email address. And I hope everybody that calls in tonight is being told to go up and look at the blog. Let me know. See, pretty soon, I don't know if you know it or not, but on that lifeboat.org, not only do we have a blog, but we've got some of our resources. And wait till I get, you know, inside, there's going to be a separate store where I can, well, I don't know what I'll have in there. Renee wants to have part of it as a Christmas store. See, to get funds for the ministry, we'll do that. But I'm going to have some of Jacob's stuff. You know, like this one here in front of me. I've got this, well, he's not made out of rubber. He's kind of a plastic chicken. And he goes, see? But people ought to have the access to that. That's given me more joy. You're welcome. And then some of these frogs, we ought to have some of these frogs. I have these little, I guess they're plastic frogs, and I just love them, you know. I've got one that sits here with me every single week. And people ought to be able to get those, and they ought to get them at a discount. They ought to be able to get them at Jacob's Stuff. So we're working towards that. Just as fast as we can. And then I'm going to do a couple of things that I don't think anybody's ever done. If you follow me on Twitter, watch me tomorrow. I'm going to do some stuff. They've never seen it before on Twitter.
Hey, never seen before.
That's right, Ralph. Never seen. Probably somebody will call up or tweet me or write to me and say, I've seen that before. Well, I've never seen it in all the time I've been on there. So we're gonna do that. I wonder where Big Wave Dave is. Do you have any idea where Big Wave Dave would have gone to? And if you can pray some vibes down into that Bay Area. And lay those positive vibes, you know, those prayer vibes. Just pull the Holy Spirit around that Lovekin. And put her under conviction to tell me what her project is. She's working on this project for you guys, and she won't even tell me what it is. But she'll call me up, you know, or text me, and tease me.
Oh, this is so wonderful.
Woo! And I'm up here going, what is it? What is it? She said, I can't tell you yet. pray the Holy Spirit just touches her and motivates her to tell me what this is all about. She's always doing those beautiful, lovingly made by Lovekin gifts. All right, now let's, for the benefit of those that are just now tuning in, I better wait till after the next break because I just think that our lives would be so much better is what it's all about. I'm not going to go back over the whole thing. I'll do something else for you. if we relied 100% on God, I was talking about this little owl that was out in my front yard, and it wouldn't pay any attention to me at all. It was calling for its mate down by the river. We're there by the Sandy River. I guess that's what it was doing. And then it wouldn't pay any attention to me at all. It was too busy being an owl. But you know, Christians, they might be busy being Christian, but at the slightest distraction, they become like crows, the ones that are in my experience. You know, what's that shiny thing over there? You know, I'm going to follow God with my whole heart. What is that shiny thing over there? I know you're that way because I'm that way. That's the way we are. But if we could be like that little owl and rely completely on our Lord for everything in our lives and understand clearly all of the time that we're spirits made by God and He is in control. But we're humans, aren't we? We're not little little owls. We're not animals, you know. You read the blog, it'll talk about what things were like before the fall in the garden and how we were like those little owls, like the birds that come to my feeder, but not anymore. We need to remember, dear one, who we are at all times. And not allow that old devil to distract us at every turn. Have you ever noticed that some people, come on, get your tongue in control here. I'm trying to figure out how to say it because I'm not talking about anyone. I'm just talking in general and about me years ago before I found the Lord. I had spiders in my house. You ever have spiders in your house? I had termites in the foundation. My car, it seemed to me, had something wrong with it all the time. But what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go out there and adjust the brakes, and I have to put on a new wheel and, you know, get the bearings, and on and on and on.
I was constantly under attack. When I got the spiders out of control, well, then I got ants. You know people like this? I'm sure they still exist. When I came to the Lord and I got it under control, and I pray every single day over my house and over my family, then all of that stopped. Does he still attack? Well, sure he does. He slips in through a side door by something that I forgot to pray over. Yeah. But he can't hurt us. He's already lost the war. He just loves to fight those little skirmishes with you, that's all.
Well, you lead it in here. You lead it in here, Rob.
Hey, I'll do her.
This old world can sure weigh heavy on your mind. And someone who understands
is so hard to find.
I'll take one.
But after all your rainbows fall,
and you're so tired of paying dues, remember,
Jesus knows all about the blues.
Let me jump in here. If your heart is broken,
there's no reason left
to live. Life is always taken.
You have nothing
more to give.
happy? Well, it seems like there's no way to live. And nothing,
nothing
left to lose.
Remember,
Jesus knows all about the blues.
Well, he'll lift you up
when the world has let you down. He'll be a friend
when no friend
can be found.
Well, let me do one.
What touches
you touches him,
cause
he walked in your shoes.
And Jesus
knows
all about
the blues.
Now you take the last one there, Brother Jacob.
Well, there isn't much left, but I will.
Yes,
Jesus
knows
all about
the
blues.
Well, this is Brother Jacob. Do you enjoy the kind of music that we play here on the Faith Line? I'm talking about the grotto-wise sounds that emanate from the Love Grotto. Do you look forward to the bedtime story at the end of the program as much as I do? Well, I've put together a CD. I'm going to do more, but this is the first one. Of fairy tales set to the music of jazz, cool jazz. The first one I'm doing and I've got done is based on Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I call it The Pretty Little Girl with a Permanent Wave and the Three Itinerant Preachers. You're going to love it. I do. And you can get it. I'm sending it to you for $9.95. Just a donation of $9.95 will bring The Pretty Little Girl to you by return mail. You're going to love the cover. And if you're grottoized, you're going to love the story. Call 1-800-845-2162 right now and put $9.95 on your credit card. That'll help us stay on the air. And I'll send you The Pretty Little Girl with a Permanent Wave by return mail or write to the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Either way, just tell me you want The Pretty Little Girl and I'll do the rest. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work, and it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests.
That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Are you tired of being sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faithline program. And we're bringing you this music thanks to our Robin.
May Santa fill your stockings and Jesus fill your heart with peace and joy this season. And when the new year starts,
well, keep it going, keep it going.
May his love lead and guide you every step of the way. And every day of every year comes Thanksgiving Day.
Well, you were a little flat there. Oh, it doesn't matter, Joe. Well, you know what? You're so happy about it being Christmas all year long.
Let's see what we can do out there for that intern of ours.
What's going on?
Well, he's Skyping out there is what he's doing. He's on Skype and he's got, I don't know, 500 people out there listening to the program.
Well, hello, Skypers. How you doing out there? Watch out for that Mitchell. That Mitch and HB. Watch out for him. He's a rapscallion. See, I've given away your secret now. There's Pastor Larry. He says he's listening. And I've got other... Oh, you know who's listening? Robert. And that's my Robert. And let me get it straight here now, because I don't want to... He's the Outpost Church. And he's in San Francisco. And he's in the lobby of a hotel... listening, and he makes everybody promise that when they go up to the room, they'll turn on the faith line. God bless you, Robert. What, hey, we're going to have to do something for you. And we, maybe, you know, he needs some books, or he needs some clothing, or you need something down there.
Well, I wondered if he would like some Little Debbie.
No, it's all right now. See, Merrily let me know that they can now buy Little Debbie's in California. She found them on the shelf.
Well, did she buy a whole bunch, or did she just buy one little tiny bit?
I don't know Floyd. She didn't tell me that. So I'll have to ask her the next time I text her. I text her all the time. Here's Jerry. He's down there on a street called Alcatraz. There's nothing, he's not in the prison. No. He's in Berkeley. And he gives the correct quiz answer. And he said his foster mother fell and hit her head and needs prayer. And he says, bless the Grotto Gang, and says he'll send a donation. Well, we'll be looking for that one. Jim and Colette, where are they? In Hayward. A lot of people down there. That's where Lovekin resides. You're in Lovekin land down there in Hayward. And she wants prayer for jobs, and she won, I guess, because she likes the same kind of tea I do. And she's working on putting an ornament over the door. Hey, that's, you know, just hang it up. Hang it up there. And she wants a newsletter through the mail. Can't do it. That was costing us so much money. So go to lifeboat.org and look on our website. You'll find the blog. And it's going to grow. It's going to get bigger and bigger. It'll be the same as a newsletter. I'll change it. Only thing is, I'll change it about once a week. See? Because it won't cost us all that postage. And there's Hank. Hank, why did you hang up, Hank? He called my prayer line, and, you know, and I guess he anticipated me picking that up, but I don't. That just goes to voicemail. He's in North Plains. He got it correct. He gets the free gift. He enjoys the program. Well, you old scutter, next time you call, you know, and leave a little message there. It doesn't have to be much, just something like this. You know. Glad. Where is he? North Plains, Oregon. Oh my goodness, he could be a cowboy. He'd come over here and beat up this old preacher. Talking like that. And he wants a newsletter. And then there's going to be a lot of people say, well, I don't have a computer. Well, get one. And if you don't have a computer, get a smartphone. And if you don't have a smartphone, go to the library. Or go down there to the Lavender Blue Deli Deli and Cyber Cafe, and Ralph will fix you up, and you can go online there. You got to learn how to go online. I don't care how old you are. Most of you aren't any, well, you're younger than I am. And that's the wave of the future. And don't make that wave of the future a wave of hello, not a wave of goodbye, as everybody sails off into the sunset in the computer age and leaves you behind. I love mine. My little phone, you hear it going off over there? You can text me on there, and that's 503-539-3012. Let me give it to you again, slower down. 503-539-3012. And, yeah, here's Bobby has got, Sister Bobby has got an email address, so she'll get it. She'll get our newsletter and other stuff. We're going to get other stuff, get to, you know. I'm really into it. I know I'm an old man, but I really enjoy cyberspace. Not as much as Renee. She's got her head into one of those flat screens or an iPhone or what do they call them? A laptop. From the time she gets up to the time she goes to bed, I don't remember what her voice sounds like anymore.
All right, boys, let's see if we can get more callers in tonight.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Take it, Floyd.
I know Jesus is on my
Hey, I can sing that. Tell him what you want. Jesus on that main line. Tell him what you want.
Here a little bit.
You're a little bit off key there, Ralph.
Hey, singing this is what I do the best. Tell him what you want.
Well, could I sing a little bit? I'd sure like to sing.
Go ahead, brother.
What you want. Right, ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. Line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Hey, that's pretty good.
You are listening to the Faith Line program. And it's time to go out there to the kitchen and get another cup of tea. Or, you know, go over there and get some popcorn or one of those things out of the refrigerator that you like to eat. But you come right back and don't you dare touch that dial.
Call him up. Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want.
And when you get back, I'll be sitting right here with the boys. My hair's all combed. My shoes are all shined, my tie's on straight. My pens and pencils are all in a row. And dear one, my Bible is open. Because I want to pray for you today.
I'm getting so I like your thumb up.
Well, thank you.
Well, I think we sound wonderful. Of course, I like everything.
Just the board for you.
Well, if you're feeling down and out, tell him what you want. If you're feeling down and out, tell him what you want. If you're feeling down and out, tell him what you want.
The America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America, 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. Are you tired of being sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. The economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air.
and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work, and it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer, and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome back to the Faith Line program, your personal light in the middle of the night. Oh, we're getting around. Well, our Twitter...
Well, so do I.
I know you do, Mother. I know you do.
Hey, we even Skype.
We've got email. We answer all our text, and right now we're streaming all over the world.
Yeah, we get around.
Hello, Denmark. Hello, London and Cardiff, Wales. Hello, down under. Hello, Hong Kong. You know, I'll just have two out of column B. The Faith Line, coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto until 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial. Azusa, Cucamonga, Oakland, Hayward. Oh, we get around. Well, Michael, now you text me, but you forgot to tell me how your nephew Roy is. I need to hear about that. And he says, pray for
the sick and shut-in in Oakland. Brother, we do. We used to have a sister down there named Ruby. She'd my Ruby. She passed away, I think, because there'd be nothing else on this planet that would keep her from getting a hold of me or answering my communication. But we love Oakland. We've been down there a time or two to preach. I think I'm one of the last ones alive that preached in the Dag. I love it. Let's see, Mitchell is talking about Skyping. He's my intern out there, you know. He's a double-fisted texter, that guy. He's got a phone. He's got a computer with Comcast on it. You know how that works. Then he's got an iPod. And he just got a new phone with 20-point type on it so he can see it. I never know, you know, I get these messages and I don't know who that is. And let's see. Now, how is that possible? There's Robert, and he's texting Renee, and she's sending it to me. We're getting pretty good at all of this, see? Listen, if you're over 60 out there, or over 70, or even over 80, you know, grab yourself a computer, get yourself a young person, and sit them down and tell them, I'll give you no cookies and milk until you teach me how to use this thing. And learn how to do it. It opens up a whole new world. You can talk to all your kids and your grandkids and everybody that you know on email and share pictures and sound recordings. And, you just spend a lot of time having a lot of... What's going on out there, Mitchell? Tell me what's going on. He's saying, go team. I think he put our website up there on Skype. And he said that the windows of heaven opened up and the floodgate is pouring out. We're on Skype now. We're on Twitter. The thing that I'm the most proud of is... I'm blogging. I know. People have been blogging for years. And I thought there was some secret to it. Roy is still in Kaiser ICU. Well, I've been praying for him. We got to pray him out of there, brother. Well, just God. I'm going to pray some special prayers when I get home tonight. God's going to get him out of there. Here we go. Let's go see the gang.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
For Oregon, this was a wonderful and beautiful week. The sun was out. Yeah. Oh, yes, really it was. And the temperature was in the 50s. I met with the Love Grotto gang up on the patio on Wednesday afternoon. They were very busy planting their spring garden and enjoying the rare sunny day. Would you like to listen?
I hope that we can plant some garlic this year. I really do. I miss the garlic, don't you know, and we don't have it. This gang uses a lot of garlic.
Well, garlic needs to be planted in the fall, Mother Twilla. I made sure that about 20 plants got in the ground.
You are not only intelligent, Joe, you are very thoughtful. Thank you very much.
Garlic is very good for our health, and I wanted to make sure we had a supply, Mother.
Oh, did you know that garlic breath is almost as strong as Mother's love?
Hey, in your case, Floyd, it can be stronger by 50%.
Now, be nice, Ralph. Just be nice. Don't be like that.
Well, yes. I strongly suggest that we plant some parsley that will help with the garlic breath to some extent.
Parsley, chives, and cilantro, and all the other herbs will go in our container garden.
Well, isn't it a lovely day? Makes me think of a nap is what it does.
Hey, I noticed that you were falling asleep in the sun. Why don't you move over here into the shade with the rest of us?
Well, Ralph, because I like to daydream, and Thelma, my pocket toad, has her little umbrella and her water bowl. She's okay. We're just real comfy cozy right where we are.
Well, I hope that we're going to plant plenty of carrots. I dump them in the soups and the salad, you know. Hey, we will, because carrot juice sales go way up in the summer down at the Lavender Blue Deli and Cyber Cafe.
I really like carrot juice, but it is high in carbohydrates, so I mix it half and half with celery juice.
Oh, that sounds so bad that it must be good for you there, Brother Jacob.
Well, my son Carlton, the master chef, don't you know, makes a wonderful carrot celery jello dessert in his gourmet restaurant and dance studio down in Drain, Oregon.
Okay, we'll have our herbs here on the patio in a container garden. I have carrots, celery, and garlic for the garden. What else do we want? What do we want to put away space for? We have to get our seeds ordered and get them ordered now.
Hey, who's going to rototill the soil? Doesn't that have to get done soon?
Yes, Ralph, it does. The fertilizer has to be turned into the soil, and it all has to age a bit.
Well, may I suggest that we engage my friend Peter Vargas and his crew to do that?
Well, I would suggest the same man. He does a wonderful job on our yard during the summer.
Hey, and he takes his pay in deli meals, a real win-win situation. Well, I'll tell Peter to contact you, Joe. How about the corn? Do you plant corn?
Yes, Milford. We have a whole section set aside for corn.
Hey, that corn sure tastes good at the end of the summer. I just love it on the cob, with fresh butter. Oh, I just love it.
Well, so did I. Corn on the cob with butter and sea salt is real yummy for the tummy,
Pardon me. hard on us with false teeth, though.
Well, we'll take some off the cob for you, Bernard, dear, and freeze it.
Oh, those cigars. Well, thank you, Victoria. I love the flavor of fresh corn in the summer months, but it hangs up on my dentures.
Hey, I'll bet it reminds you of a story.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Hey, never mind, Bernard. We've heard that corn chowder story 100 times.
We have? I disremembered that one. I doesn't remember that one at all.
What else do we want to plant in our garden? Let's get this organized here.
Well, how about them radishes, you know, and that white radish stuff that Brother Jacob likes?
Well, that's daikon, Floyd, and that's a very good suggestion. I like daikon myself.
Well, no more horseradish. That's it. If anybody suggests a horseradish planting, just forget it. It takes over the whole garden area.
Hey, but it sure is good with corned beef sandwiches.
Ooh, did we have any of that corned beef down there, you know? I could really use the sandwich right now. Me old tummy had the rumblies.
My goodness, Floyd, I thought that noise was Thelma. Go down to the fridge and get yourself a roll-up or something. Don't sit around and rumble.
Well, yes, there's a beautiful potato salad in there I made this morning, Floyd.
Well, could you bring me a roll-up or two, Floyd? You have me wanting a snack with all this talk about food. Well, my goodness gracious, leader, I'll go down with him and prepare you something special. Would you like a pot of jasmine tea? Oh, Mother, you take such good care of me. Well, I love you, Commander.
Well, I do too, Mother. Well, so did I, Brother Jacob, so did I. And I love you, silly old Floyd.
Ribbit.
Well, see, Thelma loves you all.
All right, enough syrup. What else do we want to plant in the garden? Any other seeds I should order?
Well, don't forget green onion sets now, Joe. Don't forget green onions.
Thank you. I would have forgotten those.
I love them with a little vinegar and salt. I love them in stir fries, and I love them in my salads. Make sure to plant a lot of green onions.
Oh, green onions? Wasn't that played by Booker T and the MGs?
Hey, what did he say?
Isn't he wonderful? I just love you, Floyd. Well, you're all a dear. You know, I'm going to get you something to eat, my precious leader. Sister Renee is coming. Maybe you could make something for her and Tina as well, Mother Twilla. Well, of course I will. That's easy, my leader. I'll bring both of them a piece of chocolate cake. They eat nothing but pastry.
Well, yeah, me too, with some canned milk. If you're going to cut that cake, bring me some too, you know, just with it. But I want some canned milk.
Those two are real two-fisted bakery goods eaters.
I think all women are, Joe.
Hey, how about some potatoes?
Well, they don't eat many potatoes, Ralph.
Hey, I mean to plant in our garden.
Well, I see.
Potatoes, I knew we were forgetting something important. And maybe yams, those are the basics.
Hey, planting gardens is what I do the best.
Well, there you have it. Another chapter in the ongoing saga that the Love Grotto Gang calls life. Be sure to be with us next week when you will hear Joe say,
"No kohlrabi."
Now play number 14 on that CD with the cauliflower on the label.
Oh yeah, I love this one. I love this one, Brother Jacob.
Oh, I love it too,
Floyd.
You
might slip, you know you might slide.
Learn from
everyone.
That's what life is for.
I got a new one here, but I'd like to try it out. I'm just going to try it. You tell me if you don't like it.
Don't So smart. You're just so smart, Joe.
And I get a lot of people tell me that.
Drag my spirit down.
They're not going to drag me down.
Well, they try all the time, though, don't they?
I'm walking up to heaven.
I'm running.
Well, I'm going to sidestep.
I'm going to dance in.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them,
thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's
listening to the Faithline program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial. Reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Well, praise the Lord. There's somebody down there in San Diego that just contacted me on a computer asking me how to get me on the radio. Well, I sent him an answer, and let's see what come back. It says, I don't have the authorization or privileges to send mail to that address. I don't know how to answer that. Okay, let's see. I answer everything that comes in. I'm just clearing my phone here. And Mitchell, he was going to let us know something. He was going to call in. I wonder if he did. I'll have to look. Kathy in Ventura wouldn't give an address. And she says, if I don't have money to go to a doctor, but I pray, will God answer my prayer? God will answer anyone's prayer, dear. He listens to every prayer. And it's been my experience in my life. Sometimes he says no, sometimes he says yes. But he listens to every prayer. He hears every prayer. And I give you my method of prayer. I like to be still and know that he's God, and I like to pray in my mind.
because the devil can't read our mind. He can't thwart us if we do that. And then when I praise God, I like to praise him out loud. I remember one time we were living up on the mountain still. And we used to live up there in Welch's, Oregon. And I was out in the backyard, marching up and down and praising God with all my might and as loud as I could. Because times were hard. Times were difficult for me. And I wanted the devil to get away from me, so I was preaching out loud, preaching to the trees, and praising God. And the neighbor came over, wanted to know if I needed help. I told him, well, you can walk up and down with me and praise God if you want. I don't think he was a Christian. He walked away. In the last hour, I was talking about the little owl that I saw out in our yard, and how it sat there and just didn't pay any attention to me. And you'll notice that that's the way the birds are and the squirrels are. And if we would just rely completely on our Lord for everything in our lives, but the distraction, of course, is this world. If we'd just understand clearly all of the time, that we're spirits made by God and God is in control. But we are humans and we're not little owls like that little owl. Our minds become clouded with fear and worry. Our hearts become confused with doubt. Some even write to me and tell me how that they doubt that God continues to heal in the modern world, like that dear lady that just asked. Our Holy Bible says that our Lord Jesus healed all forms of diseases personally in this ministry. I can tell you without fear of contradiction that we have seen the healing of every disease except blindness. I've never seen God heal blindness, and I always like to say ... yet. I had to have some of my tea. Because I think he will. Let me read you this. It says, this is Matthew 4:23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. I know that dear lady out there is sick. She says she doesn't have the money to go to a doctor. Her name is Kathy. Let's pray for her right now. You and I, let's just pray for Kathy. Dear Father God, we just come in the Spirit right before your throne, covered with the blood of Jesus, bringing our sister Kathy to you. And we would ask you, Lord, to just reach down with your spiritual hand and touch her body, and whatever is wrong with her, heal her, Lord. Your word tells us that you will do that. And we believe 100%. We rely upon you, Lord. You're our fortress. We run to you in times of trouble. We would ask you to heal our sister Kathy, not for Kathy, not for me, Lord, but so that others will see your power and come to the cross. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. When we read the Gospels, we quickly learn that people followed our Lord everywhere that he went. They wanted his miracles of healing. And if they had faith, they received it. The Bible says that everyone who asked and believed was healed, no matter what disease they suffered from. Everywhere but in his hometown. They knew him there as the carpenter's son. They couldn't see him as the Lord, and they received no healing. You know, I would share with you that you all know where I'm from. I'm from down there in San Luis Obispo in California. And I have a large family. Well, it not as large as it used to be. It's dwindling as people go home. I've been on the radio now for over 16 years, preaching the Word of God. And my own people have never heard me on the radio. Not because I'm not on the radio, but because they have not bothered to listen. Are you with me? The Lord could heal wherever he went, except in his own hometown. Let me read you something else from the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 12:28. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. There it is. Now that's in the Word of God, and it's confirmed in many places. Yet when we go into churches today, they're mostly about building your bank account and building bigger and better churches. Next week I'll talk about some of this. I've written a sermon called Something Wicked This Way Comes. I'm going to talk about that. How the secular world infiltrates our churches and we forget things. Listen to this again. Now, the Word of God is either the truth or it's a lie. Which do you believe? And it says, and in the church God has appointed, first of all apostles, second are prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles. I've seen workers of miracles, people who could come up with funds to help a ministry when all looked like it could not happen, like the devil had us convinced that there was no way that it could be done. Then there are those that workers of miracles that are part of the church. Also, those having the gifts of healing. When I have seen, and this is a gospel truth, Sister Renee is my witness, I have seen an eardrum appear in a 10-year-old boy that never had one with prayer. I have seen a tumor of the brain disappear with prayer. I have seen, well, our sister Maddie is one. I just love our Maddie. And she was scheduled to have her leg removed, and we prayed for her, and she went and got into the hospital. They put her on the surgical table, and the surgeon looked at her leg and said, there's nothing wrong with this leg. She's a retired woman today. Gifts of healing. Workers of miracles. The problem out there today, if you pardon me saying it, I shouldn't talk like this to you, but somebody has to tell you, everybody wants a CD. Everybody wants to be an apostle. The greatest word of knowledge I had was ever delivered was delivered by a man who was a janitor in a church. He was chosen for that. And yet many today think that God has gone out of the healing business. Remember those great big tents? Some of you don't because you weren't even born then, but there are some out there that can remember those big tents where they'd have revival. And The next day, people were talking about the healing that had taken place. Now, those tents are gone. But I'm here to tell you that God has not gone out of the healing business. You know, today, even many Bible scholars teach that healing stopped with the death of the apostles. Come on. It's simply not true. The God we serve is the same today as he has always been. Doesn't the Bible teach us that? And once he has spoken, his word is true forever. God still heals today. I've seen literally hundreds of healings through prayer. I know that many teach differently, but the word of God is true or it's not. See, I sit there at night just like you do in the middle of the night, and I turn on the television, and they're telling me, you got to give me your money because then it'll grow, and you got to give me your money and then it'll grow. You got to give me your money and then it'll grow. You got to give me your money and then it'll plant those seeds, they're telling me. Well, now, all of that is true if they'd quit spending all those seeds on that television. Are you with me? I believe that God still heals. Every word of the Bible is true because it was inspired by God. And God's word is true. Let me read you another verse, dear one. Let me read you one more verse. I've got to take a break, but you need to hear these things. This poor lady wonders if God will answer her prayer and heal her. James 5:14. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with the oil in the name of the Lord. Now, does that sound like God is out of the healing business? The problem is, most people won't go to church. And when they do go to church, they won't go forward and ask for a healing, because that's not what's being done. You see, what we're doing is building a big community. Aren't I terrible? I'm running people off here. God has not stopped healing. God has not gone out of the healing business. God does not want any of his children to be sick. Well, Brother Jacob, how about Job? Well, dear one, Job attracted what he feared. And fear is a lack of faith. He tells us that from his own mouth in Job 3:25. He said, "What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me." The Bible is clear. What you fear, you attract. What you hate, you become. Job dreaded and feared, and these are a lack of faith. Our faith is our hope that is in Jesus Christ. Even when we can't see it. God can't heal without faith. Each time that our Lord Jesus Christ healed someone, he said, "Your faith has made you whole." Do you hear that? But God will still heal the believer. Well, Brother Jacob, what about doctors? Well, doctors can help us with physical problems. Luke was a physician, wasn't he? Sometimes God uses doctors. God's not against your doctor. What I want you to understand here, dear one, is that much of disease comes from spiritual attack. Let me say that again. Much of disease comes from spiritual attack. It certainly doesn't come from God. The devil is the author of most of man's ills. These spiritually caused diseases can only be cured spiritually. God is spirit. James goes on to say to us in James 5:15, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up, and if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. But there are requirements. You don't have to find somebody with a healing ministry. God is a healer. God is the true healer. Our God, our Father God, your God and mine, is a God of love. God is never the author of disease. I really ought to finish this, but there's just not enough time. We need to talk about when God ordered plagues on the people and how Job was struck with illness and misfortune. How God allowed Satan and his evil helpers of darkness to attack. And why it's happening more and more on this planet today. But let me end with this. No misfortune or illness comes directly from God. He only allows it because of the way we're living.
Well, you know, Brother Jacob, I'd like to sing this one with you.
Well, I'd just love to, Joe. Let's do it.
Gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above. He gives us all his love. He knows how hard we're trying. He hears the babies crying. He's the old folks dying. He gives us all his love.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Now if you need someone to talk to, you can talk to him. And if you need someone to lean on, you can lean on him. He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above. He gives us all his love.
This is Brother Jacob, and you should get up and call 1-800-845-2162 right now. Series 6 of my bedtime stories are now available. They're just $40 donation, plus postage, of course, and we will send you 4 full CDs of our bedtime stories that are so very popular. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. You know, they play them at night in rest homes for the elderly. And the young people seem to enjoy them as well. I know many parents that play one little story each night at bedtime, and the children fall asleep while they're listening. Please call 1-800-845-2162 and get your copy of the 4 full CDs of Bedtime Stories, Series 6, today. 1-800-845-2162. This is Brother Jacob, dear one, and I desperately need your help. the economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, 800 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps. And remember, there are no salaries here. Every cent of your donation goes to God's work. And it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Are you tired of being sick? Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162. Or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faithline program. Right here in the Love Grotto, where we're extending the love of Christmas throughout 2010. Oh, we just love them all, Brother Jacob. We just love them all.
Got to go back on the air.
Well, we sure ate that up, didn't we, Hezekiah? But we had to preach. You know, once in a while that preaching bug comes on a preacher and he's got to preach. Have you ever been around one that happened to?
Well, they have now.
Yes, I think they have. And I don't, you know, I have to. There's just nothing I can do. Paul says, you know, and I dare not preach. I dare not. I have to do it. It must do it. And he'll tell me, you better tell them this, you know. And I feel so sorry for people out there that don't understand what a wonderful God we have, how good he is, and how powerful. He is so powerful, he can do anything.
One of these days, real soon,
yeah,
we're going to be out of here.
Oh, boy, I'm going to go to PG's because that's where I want to go.
And I don't know about you, but that's going to make me real, real happy.
Well, me too, dear. Me too.
coming for to carry me home. Sweet lariat, coming for to carry me home.
Well, you're listening to the Faith Line program, where we're about to enter that final one half hour, that time when the clock on the tower will toll. And dear one, the world is about to enter that time when the trump will sound and Jesus will come to take us home. Are you ready? Sick. Are you tired of being tired all of the time? Are you tired of being in pain? Why not do what the Faithline crew has done for years? Contact the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Their phone number 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Many come from out of town. Some come from out of state. Almost all receive relief. 503-760-6081. Do it today. This is Brother Jacob, and you should get up and call 1-800-845-2162 right now. Series 6 of my bedtime stories are now available. They're just $40 donation, plus postage, of course, and we will send you 4 full CDs of our bedtime stories that are so very popular. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. You know, they play them at night in rest homes for the elderly, and the young people seem to enjoy them as well. I know many parents that play one little story each night at bedtime, and the children fall asleep while they're listening. Please call 1-800-845-2162 and get your copy of the 4 full CDs of Bedtime Stories, Series 6, today. 1-800-845-2162. This is Brother Jacob, dear one. And I desperately need your help. The economy is down. A lot of people do not have jobs. And to be honest and frank with you, our donations are way down. I need $3,000 in the next 30 days to remain on the air and to do the work that this wonderful ministry accomplishes each and every month. If you're listening and the Holy Spirit is leading, please call 1-800-845-2162 right now and do what you can. Every little bit helps, and remember, there are no salaries here. Every
cent of your donation goes to God's work. And it's all tax deductible. That's 1-800-845-2162. We're in prayer and we need your help. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. Isn't it time that you were free? Give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Oh, Albertina, here we go again.
Life can be so beautiful in knowing Jesus.
Life can be so marvelous in knowing Him. Life can be so wonderful.
Oh, now listen.
In knowing Jesus.
Now listen real close.
Because His love can cover.
Listen. All of our sins. Are you with me? There's nothing else that needs to be done. Well, sure, you know, we're supposed to follow the Spirit and not the flesh. We're supposed to do our best every day to become more and more Christ-like, but there's nothing we need to do. Sandra, in Portland, Oregon, she needs some prayer for her health, and we're praying for her every day. I want you to join me, because our prayers don't add up. They multiply before the throne of God, and I want to see her healed. And let's see. We need prayer for her caregiver. His name is Ron. He keeps her safe, she says. And she donated to help us stay on the air. So God bless you. We'll pray for her. We hope that you will as well. Well, we've about come to the end of another one, haven't we? How do we do that? How on earth can we eat up 3 hours? How can we talk 3 hours? That seems almost impossible.
Well, hey, you are Irish, you know. You talk and talk all the time.
Well, you're Irish yourself there, Ralph.
Hey, you know, I see pictures when I think, Brother Jacob. Do I have a photographic memory?
Maybe, Ralph. But if you do, you're out of film. That's the main thing about you.
you know, the thing that I wanted to say tonight, you know, is I'm so grateful and so thankful for electricity. I really am. And, you know, for God and for his electricity, you know, Joe. Because if it wasn't for the electricity, we'd all be watching television by candlelight. That's what we'd be doing. Now, you guys are just, you've set me up on this one, I think. We need to talk about other things. If you were with us tonight, and a lot of you did hear the question, what kind of tea do I like? And you called in and said jasmine, and you were right, of course, and you will get a free gift. And some few of you did call in and donate. Now, I'm not, you know, there's not much time in this month left. And I haven't got anywhere close to $3,000 that I need. I hope that you'll reach down, whatever it is, whatever you've got. And, you know, if it's $5 or $10, and every little bit, God will add it all up to be make it the correct amount. But I would ask you to give. There's still time, 1-800-845-2162. But I'm out of time. I just have time to tell you a little bedtime story before you go.
Think about a lullaby.
Think about a lullaby.
Baby, close your eyes, don't cry.
Think about a lullaby.
Let me sing you off to sleep.
And I'll tell you a story.
But Daddy, pray your soul to keep.
It's safe here with your mom and I.
Think about a lullaby.
All right now, no more excuses. Time for you to go to sleep. Pull those covers right up underneath your chin. Make yourself real comfortable. Reach over there and grab that teddy bear or that long pillow or whatever it is that you hug in the night. Close your little eyes and I'll tell you a story.
It was about, oh, this time of the year when I was around 9 years of age, as I remember. And Miss Hampton, my favorite teacher, had had us bring home all of our little valentines in a paper bag. And my brother and I had looked through our bag of cards many, many times. I'd looked at all of them, you know, be mine, no hugs on Valentine's Day. But no matter how many times I looked, there was no card from Elizabeth. And finally, we took the bags out. My mother told us to get rid of them.
Now get rid of all those old valentines. You'll get more next year. Don't save them.
Well, we'll take them out and put them in the burn barrel. It's what we'll do. We'll put them out there in the burn barrel.
Hey, I want to put mine in there. Do we get to light them on fire?
No, Dad had to do that, but we can put them in the barrel.
So we took them out to the old barrel out in the backyard and put them in there. Miss Hampton, my favorite teacher, had us clean the hearts off the windows and the walls. It was time, you see, to start Easter decorations. And she explained all that to us about Jesus and everything. Oh, yeah, there were bunnies and Easter eggs, but there were also pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those were different times. In those days, when I was 9, 10, 11 years of age, my brother and I, as I remember, were alone a lot of the time. Both of our parents had to work, you see, just to make ends meet. And most of the time, it wasn't enough, if I remember right. We were poor. We were very, very poor. The good thing about it was we didn't know it.
Well, I didn't think we're poor or anything, you know, because everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah, you know, everybody. But, you know, the one thing, not everybody has holes in the bottom of their shoes like we do.
Well, they're not as lucky, because we get to put cardboard inside our shoes and they doesn't.
We thought everybody lived the same way. We didn't mind being alone with my mother gone and my dad gone. We were young, you know, and we had things to do.
Well, let's explore. That's what we ought to do. We ought to explore.
Yeah, I want to explore. We'll go on a big explore.
And we'd explore many things. We'd explore our own yard, of course. There was an anthill out there by the blackberry bush, and we liked to explore it and kick at it and feed them some sugar and breadcrumbs and watch them by the hour. Well, in the beginning there, when I, you know, I got a little magnifying glass, and I liked to burn those ants, but my mother put a stop to that.
Now, you leave those little ants alone. They are one of God's creatures. Don't you dare do that, or I'll take that magnifying glass away from you and lock you in your room.
Well, the problem with that was there was no door on our bedroom, so she couldn't do that. But I didn't want to lose that precious magnifying glass. I looked at bugs with it, and I looked at rocks and leaves and everything with it, and I carried it around my neck on a piece of string. Then there were other things we did. We climbed our walnut tree. We'd get up there and pretend that we were up in the rigging of a big ship, and I'd rock the tree back and forth.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't rock it like that. I'll fall out, break an arm.
Oh, you won't break an arm. All ships move like that. Just get used to it.
And we'd play up there for a while. Then we rummaged in the garage. I don't know if your dad had a bunch of stuff and a bunch of junk out there in the garage, but our old garage was, well, it was just made out of 2x12s. Yeah, I think it had a tar paper roof and a dirt floor. I remember the dirt floor. And we'd go out there and rummage, and there were armatures, and there were magnets, and there were just all kinds of things that my dad had out there from working on cars and lawnmowers and all that stuff. And we'd look through it all. And we liked to explore the vacant lot around the corner. There wasn't much there this time of the year. You know, the grass was just starting to come up. I remember back over there by Mrs. Casuli's house, there were some of those early bulb plants coming up. And we'd look at them, the little daffodils, and I'd say to my brother,
"Well, looks like it's going to be spring, and pretty soon the butterflies will come, and then we'll catch all the butterflies."
Yeah, I want to catch butterflies and watch them make their cocoon this year.
But there wasn't much more to look at over there in the vacant lot. So we explored the railroad yard. We lived right next to the old PC line. It wasn't in use anymore. And it ran all the way out to the cattle pens. And out there were the hobos hung out. They called it the hobo jungle. That's what they called it back then. I don't know what they call it today. And we explored inside of our house, too, but I'm getting ahead of myself. We'd go out there and talk to those old hobos, you know. They were out of work people is all they were, looking for work. They were riding the trains. And they had stories. Boy, if you took a can of beans out to them, they would tell you stories. Some of them were deep sea divers. They told us that, and we believed it.
Whoa, boy, he was one of those deep sea divers, went down in that helmet, you know, with the hose on it and those big lead shoes.
Hey, I know, he told us about it, and isn't that something, you know, and I brought him a sandwich, and he told me another story about being a cowboy.
Well, they've been a lot of things, those guys, and they're really nice to be able to tell us all those stories.
It was forbidden, you know, to go in some places in our house. And particularly my mother's bedroom. You weren't to go in there.
You stay out of my room when I'm not here now. You don't go in there.
It wasn't a very big room. In fact, it was one of the smallest rooms in the house. The bigger bedroom she'd given to us boys. But it was Mother's room, and you know how kids are. You know, you've been there. We'd sneak in there and look, and you know, it had a particular smell to it because of the powder that my mother wore and the creams that she used. You could smell those things in the air. And there was a stillness in there. Remember how it was? Men, we'd look in the drawers. Well, I liked to look in the drawers and see what was in there. There wasn't much in there. We didn't have anything. But my mother kept a few little treasures around. And then we'd look through the closet and look at her two pair of shoes and those print dresses that she wore. And then, you know, we'd get up by the dresser and rummage through her jewelry. Whoa, look at this one. I wonder if this is real pearls. I wonder if this is real.
Hey, look at this ring. I wonder if it's a diamond ring.
Of course, most of that jewelry came from the five and dime. It wasn't real at all. I kind of get a kick out of it now that five and dime jewelry from back then is now worth a lot of money. Well, money isn't all there is. We learn that as we get older, don't we? One day, on this great explore through my mother's bedroom there, we found a big heart-shaped box of candy. It was Mother's Valentine gift from Father. And over the next few days, we talked a lot about that candy. Boy, did you see that candy? That candy, there's all kinds of candy in there, boy. It's got X's on the top, and some of it's light chocolate, and some of it's dark chocolate, and I think some of it's chewy, and there's just all kinds of chocolate.
Hey, you know, we could go in there, we could lick them on the bottom, and nobody would ever know.
No, we better not do that. But, you know, I was thinking maybe we could take a tiny bite out of the bottom of a big piece, and nobody would know that. Well, you guessed it. In the end, well, the devil won, and we ate half the box of candy, and we had it smeared all over everything. We didn't mean to. You know, we just got carried away. When my mother got home, she seemed to understand. She was sad, but she understood. But my dad, he was furious.
Now, all you kids, you've done it now. You're going to bed at 7:30 every night for a month. There's no candy for you for the next month. And you're not going to that picture show on Saturdays either. That's it.
Oh, that was a hard month to get through. You know, when I get to heaven, I want one of those huge boxes of chocolates. You know the kind? The ones that have the pictures of each piece on the inside of the lid and tell you what's in them. And then I'll invite my mother and my brother to join me. And if you're there, I'll invite you and we'll eat them all. Just eat every single one. Won't that be wonderful? Good night.
Think about a butterfly, think about a lullaby, think about a cloud in the sky. You can count your little sheep, but baby, you got to go to sleep, and baby, please don't you cry. Think about a lullaby, think about a lullaby.
Time to let you go. It's time to say goodbye. No more excuses. No more tears to cry. There's been so many changes. I was so I want you to be happy.
We've reached the end of another Faith Line program. But the work of the Faith Line goes on, and this is Brother Jacob. I want you to remember that our lives are not based on hope. Our lives are based on faith. Faith in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, His precious blood on the cross. And until we meet right here, the same time, same station next week, remember, God loves you, and so do I.
This is Michael Carr asking you to be sure to tune in again next week, Saturday night, Sunday morning, at the same time, for another Faith Line with Pastor T.L. Jacob. Send your prayer requests and offerings to The Faith Line, P.O. Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And remember, this mighty outreach of hope and love would not be possible without the prayers and financial support of our listeners.